Hey, it's Cotter. We are joined by John Price. John, as always, great to see you.
Oh, thank you. It's good to see you guys, always.
So we're going to chat every so often just about, you know, things going on. And I wanted to start with, you know, just kind of like accidents, car accidents. It's like I drive 26 every day and it can be intense some days. And, you know, it's like you make it home and it's like you're just wiping the sweat off your brow, you know, but there's a fair share of accidents in the area and stuff like that. And I think it could be, you know, it can be an experience when you're in an accident, especially maybe if it's a first time, it's not something you've experienced before. So, you know, what are things people need to look at or do, you know, if the unfortunate situation comes about to where, you know, they're involved?
Well, you know, I think it's certainly best that you try your best to remain calm at a scene. And I think sometimes that's hard for people, you know, through the years, you know, my 35 years of doing this, and, you know, people have different reactions, but there's always a sense of adrenaline, I think. So it's best just take your time for a moment, take a deep breath, and just make sure that you're all right for yourself, that you can actually move, so to speak, safely without, you know, causing further injury and so forth. Other than that, you know, I can certainly tell you all types of things to do at the scene and what's best, but that's going to vary on the individual and how severe the accident is and what have you. People always ask, do I have to move my car? Or I've always been told I should just stay, you know, stay put and don't move a car and make sure that it's there for the officers to see. That's not really not entirely true at all. You know, you if your car can't be moved safely without causing further injury to yourself or others, and if the car is able to be moved, if it's operable, and you can do that safely, then you should move the cars from the roadway so as not to impede traffic. But again, make sure that you're okay. I would say that if it's a complicated, more of a complicated accident as opposed to a rear ender, and it's all about who had a, maybe there might be an issue of who had it right away, if you're still able to keep your wits about you and do it safely, take pictures of the vehicles and the placement of the vehicles before you move them. And, you know, those type of things are going to vary. And don't admit fault at the scene. It's never good to you may not even be at fault. You may think you are for some reason or other, but there's no sense in saying I'm at fault. That's something that's be determined by investigation and so forth and a recount of facts. Certainly you want to cooperate with the police officers, and I don't know if any lawyers ever tell you not to tell them what happened. They can make you speak, but I think most people would say to recount the facts as best you can. Get any witnesses that's around. If there's anybody that saw your accident and what have you, be sure to get their name and phone number. That's always good. And if you can't take photos of the cars at the scene before you move them, there's certainly, it would be advisable, especially if injuries involved, to contact an attorney and get advice. And you're talking about, you know, 500, whatever it was. You said there's so many accidents, things like all the time, and there's so many personal injury attorneys. And I've been fortunate to be doing it now for over 35 years, and very blessed doing it in a beautiful place like Charleston, my hometown, you know, North Charleston High School graduate. So I really enjoy what I do. But, yeah, but feel free to call attorneys, an accident attorney. Their advice is usually free for a free consultation or two. And then there's no fee on the case unless accident attorneys win the case. At John Price Law Firm, we go by the old standard 33%, which has been around since probably 1959. That's when I was born.
Right.
I was born on the date of music died, February the 3rd.
No way.
February the 3rd, 1959. Whoa, Buddy Holly went out about 12:20 a.m., and I came in about 12:40 a.m. So I always say one star went out, another star came in.
That explains a lot of the music.
That explains a lot of the music, baby. Yeah, I'm rocking since the break of dawn. But, yeah, so – you know, you got me off track there.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's what you guys do at the bridge. You help us relax and get on track. But I've been lucky to do it for all these years. And but we still go by the standard 33%. I understand that some law firms are maybe charged a little more, but we go by the standard contingency fee of 33% for pre-litigation cases.
Is there an average how long something can drag out after the fact? Or, I mean, is it just completely based off?
You know, for personal injury cases, when it comes to the injury itself, I think it very much varies. Yeah. How about that very much? It all comes down to the severity of the injury. How long will it take for the injury to heal? Or how long will it take till we reach what we call maximum medical improvement? Maximum medical improvement can mean that, you know, maybe that you're not 100%, you're either 100% healed, so to speak, or maybe you're not fully healed, but you reached this point where there's nothing really else medical doctors can do for you,
right.
Or chiropractic physicians, whoever it may be. unless it is do a little regimen of something in the future just to kind of help you maintain where you're at. But you've reached all the improvements you're going to get, and you're left with an impairment or some perhaps a disability or, heaven forbid, or some chronic intermittent kind of pain that's just nothing's really going to fix. So, you know, those things can happen. And when they do, those cases can drag on a little bit longer. I say drag on, but, you know, we try to keep it moving as good as we can. But at John Price Law Firm, we don't like to sacrifice the quality of your work, of our work, simply for purely rushing along.
Right.
But of course, we always take into consideration what the clients want to do. And we always bring back whatever offers we receive to our clients so they can consider them. And we give them advice on situations on whether we think they should be a good idea to settle or to continue onward or what have you.
Now, of course, I was in an accident recently, and I reached out to you guys, and I appreciate everything so far. It was a first time process for me, and it seemed a lot. It was made less stressful, so I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and thank you for reaching out to us, and we're always honored to. Always tell everybody, we don't wish any harm on anybody just so that they have a case, but we're certainly honored and privileged if they come to us for help. That's what we do. That's why we went to school for all those many years and studied for the bar exam and all that
right.
stuff, and took our licks from all these insurance defense lawyers in our younger years, getting knocked around and beat around. And thank you to all the insurance defense lawyers out there for teaching me so much in my younger years. But I think that's one thing that we really do lots of times from the very beginning, is that we take a lot of stress off, because you're wondering, what am I supposed to do now? Or why is an insurance company returning my phone call? Or should I have told the insurance adjuster this? Or, oh my gosh, they say now that they're going to do this, or they're not going to do that. And in my car, I can't even get it in the shop. You know, I think we do take a lot of the stress off, because I think people realize they can, the car is going to, it's just a car, it's going to be all right. Although it's a very important thing, we got to use it to get to work. And, it's just like in the old Western days, nobody likes a horse thief, right? Nobody wants to lose their horse, and nobody likes to lose their car for any given period of time. But the injuries, though, it's best that you can just concentrate on doing what the doctor says, because the lawyer's taking care of all the